Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Now, here is our producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, the first of a new and brilliant series of dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you for this radio premiere Lloyd Noland in the dramatic story titled An Alaskan Adventure. Here now is our first act curtain. Johnny O'Brien cut pretty much of a figure around Nome during those exciting gold rush days. And the heavy bearded man who approached him at the table at the Ace High that night in Nome was well known too, if for different reasons.
Well, Johnny, I see you get back.
Yep. Sit down, Scully.
Thanks. What's this I hear about you making a big strike up near Antelope Peak?
Well, could be, Sully.
You didn't waste any time getting over to the claim office.
Man's got to protect himself, huh?
Oh, sure. Well, what do you want to talk to me about, Johnny?
I want to buy that dog team of yours.
Are you crazy? There isn't enough money in Nome to buy those dogs.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Well, Scully, I guess that means that you and I are going into business together.
What makes you so sure about that?
You'll want to when you hear what I got to say. Come here.
Huh?
Scully, Sam Jackson and I have made a strike up at Antelope Peak. And I mean a strike.
Yeah?
Yeah. I left Sam up there. I can't wait for the spring thaw. I gotta get back this winter. And you got the only team of dogs in Nome.
So I have. Well?
What do you want?
I'll take a half interest in the mine for Louie and myself.
You don't want much.
I got an awful good dog team.
All right, Scully. If you and Louie will work out the winter with us up there, it's a deal.
Just draw up the papers.
You want to sign papers?
Oh, of course. When do we leave?
Just as soon as we can get provisions.
You know, Johnny, this is pretty strange. A year ago, you were trying to run me out of town. And today, we're partners.
Yeah. Only circumstances. But you better be a good boy, Scully. You better. Hey, there you scagway pirate. Where are my provisions?
Got them all ready for you, Johnny.
Good.
5 sides of bacon, case of corned beef, flour, sugar. Say, what's all this talk about you making a strike, Johnny?
Oh, that's only a rumor.
Uh-huh. But what's this I hear about you and Scully?
That's true.
You're crazy, Johnny. I wouldn't trust Scully as far as I could throw that stove.
You let me worry about that, huh? Hey, Scully.
Yeah?
Give me a hand with this, will you? Say.
Hmm?
Hey, you forgot the coffee.
Oh, so I did. How much do you want?
Well... All right, how much is coffee?
Oh, coffee's come down. It's only $20 a pound.
Only $20. Give me 10 pounds. Scully will pay you for the coffee.
What's that?
Pay him for the coffee. And come on, we got to get going. Here it is, Scully. I can see the smoke coming out of the cabin.
Yeah, it's a lot further up here than I thought. There she is, Louie.
Yeah, I see. Well, it took us long enough.
Hey. That looks like Sam Jackson out in front. See? I think he sees us.
Oh, you! Sam Jackson!
Hey, Johnny!
Put on the Jerry Fox, Sam! Put it on!
Ah. Hey, the old Jerry Pot's still working, Sam. This coffee's really good.
Well, thanks, Johnny.
It ought to be. It costs $20 a pound. Well, I think I'll turn in. Louie?
Yeah, me too. I was so tired.
Well, how are things in Nome, Johnny?
Oh, they're the same as ever. Hasn't changed a bit.
See, Johnny, anything you ever do is all right with me. And I was just wondering about Scully.
Well, I had to make a deal with him, Sam. It was the only way I could get back up here.
Oh, sure, I thought it was something like that.
I'd have never made that deal if I didn't have the claim registered. But Scully will be all right. We'll make sure of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we better get some shut-eye. We got a lot of work ahead of us up there on the side of the hill.
Well, what do you think, Johnny?
I don't know.
We're 10 feet in the crevice now.
Yeah. And this shale is hard as marble. Well, the vein ought to be in here. It's got to be here somewhere.
Sure ought to.
Say, where in the devil is Scully?
Scully took off about an hour ago up the other side of the hill. He thinks we're working the wrong side.
Oh, he does, huh? I'll talk to him tonight. Hey, where were you all afternoon, Scully?
I was a half mile around the other side of the hill. Sam knows where I was. Why?
Why? Because we're working this side of the hill. That's why.
You're on the wrong beam, Johnny. Yeah. That vein is on the other side of the hill, if it's here at all.
Is that so? Well, I'll tell you what I think of the other side of the hill. I didn't even stake a claim on it.
You didn't, Johnny?
No, what do you expect me to do? Put in a claim on the whole territory of Alaska?
I was a fool to ever leave Nome.
Maybe you were and maybe you weren't. But while you're here, you and Louie are working that crevice right along with Sam and myself.
Who says so?
I say so.
Why, you...
Look out, Scully, look out! I told you to be a good boy, Scully. And I meant it.
You'll regret this, Johnny. You're gonna regret it.
Curtain falls in Act One of An Alaskan Adventure, starring Lloyd Noland. Act Two in just a moment. But first, this message from our announcer.
Young men, now is the time for you to get in the Guard. The new National Guard offers you a great opportunity to become part of our country's fighting forces and remain a civilian. As a member of your local Guard unit, you get these important personal benefits. Enlistment in your rank at time of discharge, if there is a vacancy, valuable job training, drill pay with additional longevity, a real chance for promotions and commissions, free credit toward retirement, and association with the greatest bunch of fellas you'll ever know. You get all of this if you get in the Guard. Visit your local National Guard armory for further details now. Get the facts, then get in the Guard. And now back to our producer.
And now, Act Two of An Alaskan Adventure, starring Lloyd Noland as Johnny O'Brien. Conditions were very difficult there at the cabin below the crevice at the El Dorado. 4 men working close together. The work was hard, the winter was long, and Scully was a problem.
You know, Johnny, we gotta do something about Scully.
He's all right.
You should hear him talk at night.
I'm too tired to hear anybody talk.
He still thinks we're working the wrong side of the hill.
Yeah.
He's never forgotten that night you hit him.
Well, I'm sorry I had to do that.
I swear, John, if he gets the chance, he's going...
Oh, forget it, will you? We'll just make sure he doesn't get that chance.
I just saw Scully. He had the rifle.
Oh, that's all right. I gave it to him.
Are you crazy?
We need some fresh meat for the dogs. I told him to go get some.
You shouldn't have let him have the gun.
Don't worry, will you? Those dogs of his are worth their weight in gold. And I only put one slug in the rifle. Yeah, you see? Those dogs will have their bellies full tonight. Say, where's Louie?
Hey, he's out there with Scully.
Oh, well, come on. Let's get the dinner started. They'll be coming back soon.
This is the chance I've waited for, Louis. He's so smart, he puts one shell in a rifle. What he doesn't know is that I have these.
Extra cartridges.
Yeah. Now, this is the side of the hill. This is where we should have been working right along here. Look, Louis.
Oh, gold nuggets. Oh.
This is the vein.
Hey, what are
now, Louis, when we get back, harness the dog team.
Uh-huh.
I'll do the rest. Put up your hands, Johnny. You too, Sam.
Yeah.
That rifle's empty, Scully.
It is, huh? Does that sound like it's empty, Johnny? Sam, get Louis' things together and mine, quick.
You're making a mistake, Scully.
I almost made a mistake, Johnny. You see, I came back here to kill you, but I changed my mind along the way.
No, you did. That's very considerate.
Yeah. I was around on the other side of the hill where we should have been working all this time. I found these.
Why, they're nuggets.
Well, what do you say?
Well, this is a real McCoy, all right.
There's a spot on the other side of the hill, Johnny, that runs right into your vein. Only it isn't yours at all. Not any part of it.
No?
No. Not unless you got wings and can fly back over that snow to Nome.
You were always such a nice guy, Scully. We're going to miss you.
I'll think about that when I register that claim. Give me that gear, Sam.
Yes, I'll get it.
Thanks.
Have a nice trip, Scully.
Oh, thanks. Here's our contract. You can tear it up. I'm very sorry that I'm forced to leave you here in such good health. But I'll be coming back to work my claim, and I don't want any unnecessary trouble with the law.
Oh, I'm grateful to you on that score, Scully.
So long, Johnny.
Well, there they go.
Yeah. Scully was right all the time. We should have been working the other side of the hill.
I was over there.
You were?
I didn't see very much.
One thing is sure. We've wasted a year here.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, everything is under control.
Johnny, you mean you do have a claim on the other side of the hill?
No. But those nuggets Scully picked up came out of this crevice of ours right here. I planted them.
You planted them?
Yeah. I really thought he'd happen onto them sooner than he did. Well, Sam, fire up the jerry pot. Let's have some of Scully's $20 coffee, eh?
Curtain falls on Act Two of An Alaskan Adventure, starring Lloyd Noland. Thank you, Lloyd, for your appearance here with us on this premiere performance, and congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, presents Ruth Hussey in a light and romantic comedy titled The Want Ad. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time.